1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 50 million Americans have already voted, so closing arguments by Vice President Kamala Harris may not make any difference. Still, she made her case on the Ellipse in Washington last night. ABC's Selena Wang was there.
She made the pitch to Americans that while Trump is focused on his own grievances and himself, she is focused on the issues that Americans care about. She went through her plan to lower the cost of groceries, of prescription drugs, her plan to create more affordable housing, and she of course pledged to restore reproductive freedoms. Abortion, a critical issue that her campaign believes is going to turn out people to the polls on election day.
Donald Trump rallied before voters in Allentown, Pennsylvania, asking them,
"Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?"
We find out this morning how much the U.S. economy grew in the last quarter. The Federal Reserve could use that number to make further decisions on interest rates at its meeting next week. This is ABC News. We got another look at the health of the U.S. economy today, with the Commerce Department set to release the latest GDP numbers. Economists expecting they'll show the economy grew at a 2.6% annual rate. Another sentence for the man who used a hammer to attack the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
As Judge Harry Dorfman was handing down David DePapp's state sentence, Dorfman said it was his intention that DePapp never get out of prison, giving him life in prison without the chance of parole for kidnapping, burglary, and false imprisonment of an elder. This sentence is on top of a 30-year federal prison term. When DePapp was given the chance to address the court, he spoke about September 11th being an inside job, his ex-wife being replaced by a body double, and his attorneys conspiring against him. He told the court he is psychic. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new study says teenagers are spending on average 4 hours every day staring into screens, and that does not include screen time they need to do for school. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
"Please take away my right to make my own health care decisions," said no woman ever. The stakes are so high this November.
This November, you need to vote. Your voice matters. Your vote counts.
Yet millions of Americans miss out because they don't register to vote.
In our district alone, we have over 100,000 people who are not registered.
Women's rights, workers' rights, the education crisis, the climate crisis, all are on the ballot this election.
I'm John Zerbano, and I'm running for Congress to represent all the people of Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. But I need your help. I need you to go to myvote.wi.gov and register to vote.
That's myvote.wi.gov. Make a difference. Vote for John Zerbano for Congress.
I'm John Zerbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zerbano for Congress.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Need more Nick Offerman in your TV viewing life? Yes, please. Variety reports Nick will join Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer in the new Apple TV show, Margo's Got Money Troubles. Fanning plays a woman desperate for money who starts an OnlyFans site. Been there. Offerman plays her father, a retired pro wrestler, and Pfeiffer plays her mother, a Hooters waitress. The show is based on the Ruth Thorpe novel of the same name that was just recently released. The first season will offer 8 episodes. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Hugh Grant says he killed 3 people. Of course, he did so whimsically and with that adorable accent and toothy grin. Grant is trying to get people's attention to go see his new movie, Heretic, in which he plays a creepy character named Mr. Reed. Grant appears to be moving on from his rom-com roles and looking for darker parts. I'm not saying the 64-year-old actor actually killed 3 people, but saying you did so in an effort to promote a movie really is the perfect cover. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers face a new Iowa quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. When the Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night, it'll be against a new quarterback. Brendan Sullivan, expected to be the starter after Iowa's Cade McNamara went down with an injury early against Northwestern last weekend. Sullivan led Iowa to a 40-14 win, scoring 37 unanswered points, and was asked what he'd like to improve on against Wisconsin.
Like everybody else, there's a lot to improve on, whether that's passing, whether that's running. I think decision-making as well. I think just adds another element to be able to run the ball. But definitely a lot of film to go back and look at and learn from.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickell now facing Sullivan at quarterback.
There is a different skill set, and so you got to be aware of that. And so just to make another little challenge, I don't think it's going to come up there before the idea that this is going to be a physical, tough game. And if you can't outmatch or match their physical toughness and mental toughness, that it won't matter who's a quarterback.
Baseball, game 5 of the World Series tonight in New York. The Dodgers lead the Yankees 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy and windy with a high in the mid-70s today, falling into the 60s by late afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch and a half or more possible. Tomorrow, falling temperatures, showers, windy, will be in the mid-40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Night Light, I discuss independent film Green Bay Style. Caitlin Schuchart from the Green Bay Film Festival joins me in studio, and then we celebrate Henry Winkler's birthday. Someone has to. With comedian Mike Toomey.
Night Light with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a blustery Wednesday. I went down to my car. Those got to be 35 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's crazy.
But it's warm.
It's warm. It is warm. It's like a warm wind, but right. It is howling out there. But do you see now in my book?
Yeah.
What happened? Isn't that the most bizarre
thing? They added 66 pages. I thought they took out the first 66.
No.
They added 66 pages. After you read those, then you get into your book. So it's like a free 66 intro.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Todd, you saw it, huh?
Somebody's trying to promote their own book in your
through
book.
Through me.
Yeah,
there
you so go. get a hold of that author and see what they're up to.
The only person I think of that I know that could pull off a magic trick like that is
right. Gizmo.
Thank you very much.
They call him Gizmo.
Look at how dressed up this dude is today.
I know, right?
Wow.
I'm actually a little prepared for an event that's coming up this morning that Jim and I are involved in along with Evergreen Productions. We're doing a little event at the Hotel Northland, the 100th anniversary. What a great event.
Well, not today you're not doing
no,
that.
No, but we're going to be talking about
we're
it.
We're on Channel 5 right after this show, so we're leaving from here. And, of course, Gizmo's going to be the star of that because the Northland.
He looks good. Look at him
He
there.
Does. Well, you know who he looks like.
John Kennedy.
Right.
I mean, that's your playing, right?
Yeah. Take your glasses off. That helps.
Right. So, and Kennedy was a Packer fan?
Well,
or Lombardi fan.
From what I understand, he did not like the Packers. he preferred the Bears.
Really? Oh, boo, off the stage.
No.
Anyway, so we're leaving here to go and talk about it because there's still tickets available, and we want to make sure we have everybody there. It's going to be a great event. We've got great music.
What's the date?
The 9th.
9th, okay.
Of November, and the most famous people who've been at the Northland has really been Eleanor Roosevelt, John Kennedy, and Vince Lombardi. So we hired character actors. He just gave me the invoice today. To play those people. We got the Green Bay Jazz Orchestra, an open bar, a ton of food.
I would dispute that a little bit.
Who would you put?
Which part?
Well, I mean, they're the most famous. I mean, some of the, like, Red Grange was like the most legendary football player of the era. I mean, with the athletes that stayed there, pretty amazing if you went through all the athletes.
But if you Google most famous people, that's who comes up. And
right. That's
who we wanted to play. We may do this again next year with different characters because in 100 years, they've had a lot of talent come through there.
Yeah.
And that it's just a great place. So anyway.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen. Direct
stand up
from the Hotel Northland in beautiful downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the Commander-in-Chief, John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Thank you for having me here. It's a very good pleasure to be here in Green Bay.
I was going to ask him about Marilyn Monroe.
He was a senator.
I don't understand.
He was a senator. He was president the next year.
The future president of the United States.
I don't know anyone named Marilyn. Right. I did not have sexual relations.
Well, Gizmo, you're reading part of what Senator Kennedy said when he was here, which I think is kind of fitting because the beneficiary of this event, if we make any money, is going to be the community shelter. And President Kennedy, or Senator Kennedy at that time, gave a talk about helping the people who need help. And
yeah.
Let's raise the minimum wage to a dollar.
$1.25. It was a dollar in 1960. They wanted to bump it up to $1.25, and Congress was flipping out.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you something. If you went to the Cocktail Bar at 318 West Walnut Street in 1943, you know how far your dollar could get you?
Wow.
You could get a roast pork, roast beef, baked ham, egg salad, ham salad, cheese, grilled cheese, hot dog, or hamburger, all for between 10 and 20 cents.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
you want to hear something really funny? I actually did some math. The gasoline was like 10 cents a gallon back in 1924, was it? Or no. Yeah, either way.
24.
So I did some math. So as the prices of everything increased, a refrigerator, a car, what have you, gas should be about $6 a gallon right
yep.
now.
Okay, And I think we have to remember that.
Let's right. remember that.
Now, I think some things outpaced our raises, but some things we are very fortunate to
really
have gas, and gas is one of them.
Yeah, I like the prices now. I mean, I got it for $2.82 yesterday.
Right. And I think, you know, it's a lot more than 10 cents, but it's also 100 years later, you know?
Yeah.
So,
things changed.
And anything cars, and we're going to talk about that at the introduction. I'm emceeing the event, and the intro, we're going to talk about 1924 and how it was. And, you know, those were the roaring 20s. It was a good time. But you know, when you look at how many hours you had to work for something, it's maybe even better today, you know, you don't have to work as many hours to buy a car, as many hours to buy. Well, of course, people just getting TVs. But radios were really
When you factor in that ratio of, you know, no overtime pay and things like that, that, you know, changed over time. Yeah, there's actually a huge, you know, sort of curve in the numbers. But yeah, it's interesting when
you
start
calculating. You know what kind of toasted sandwich you could get for 20 cents at Bremmy's Sandwich Shop located on 122 South Broadway in Green Bay?
Give it to me.
Sardine.
Oh, really?
Sardine.
And that was before dollar stores came around.
A sardine sandwich.
That's what John buys, sardines.
I got to be honest with you. That sounds like the worst sandwich in American history.
I eat sardines. I like them with crackers.
Too, but in a sandwich?
I don't know about a sandwich.
No.
Crackers, though, too?
Oh, that's how I eat them. But they're really good. Sardines are really, really good for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, sure. They are. Yeah. For that fish oil? Yeah.
They don't have the mercury in them like the bigger fish.
Right. I do want to say that we have a lot of food at this event, and one of the tables is going to be 1924. Yeah. That may be on there. I don't know. I saw the menu.
There was a couple of interesting items on there.
I didn't really read it.
Deviled eggs. Okay. And there was pickled. What was it? Something was pickled. Yeah. But yeah, there's some interesting things that I don't know that everybody's going to run to those tables because they were kind of bland or not necessarily exploding with you know, flavor, but they were good.
But it was a higher end hotel back then, as it is now, right? Yeah, and I don't know what those, we were talking about aristocrats earlier. I don't know what those people ate, but it's going to be fun. And then we have drinks back to 24 as well.
Well,
so,
speaking of that,
what do they,
three types of bottled beer, Hochgreave, Blatz, and Heilman's, 20 cents.
Oh, ooh.
Never heard of Hochgreave. Todd, you ever hear of Hochgreave?
No, sir, but I would go down for 20 cent beer.
Me so too.
Do they have hard liquor on there?
No.
Remember we were talking about gin, vodka? It was more of a clearer. It wasn't as much bourbon as you might think here. And now it's like.
Oh, I thought it'd be big brandy.
They looked at what they were selling the most of, and that's what we're going to be serving. We can get anything you want, but we're going to have some specialty drinks.
It's
that's
also amazing that they have those records, Jim. Right? To be able to look back that far and still have that information.
Yeah, and Gizmo, I'm going to tell you, I was at the library with Mary Jane Herber, who is the historian here, and she's been on our show before. It's amazing what she had. You know, she went over to the file, you know, these metal files, and pulled it out and had menus and pretty cool that somebody was smart enough to retain that because you look at 100 years, things change, right? That was not a hotel the whole time. It went through a couple different phases, and now it's back to where it started. But, yeah, it's going to be cool. We got the valet drivers are all students.
No booth service, though, under 10 cents.
No what?
Booth service under 10 cents. I love these.
What is that?
They won't wait you on a booth. You have to spend more than 10 cents if you're going to take up a booth.
Oh, gotcha.
You have to sit at the counter.
I wasn't sure what booth service was.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
Anyway, I hope listeners, if you want to come to that, I mean, it's $100. And like I said, it's a whole evening of entertainment from 5:30 till 9 with music and food and, like I said, an open bar. And the entertainment is, are you, Gizmo, you and Vince Lombardi and Eleanor Roosevelt will
absolutely
be there.
Yeah, we're all going to be, you know, sharing our
How
stories.
How did you develop such a good Kennedy dialect?
You know, it's crazy. I've always been an impersonator. I do about 25 different impersonations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. And even when I did Ed Sullivan, you know, I'd never done Ed before, but then I just sort of watched a few clips and, you know, and a really big shoe, you know, so.
Wow.
You know, and then I worked in a few other things. But yeah, you know, I just watched a few clips. Thankfully, there's enough of them online, you know.
Plenty of Kennedy.
And if you're good at those types of things, you can.
And the lady doing Eleanor Roosevelt, she was kind of a Julia Childs.
Oh, right. Yeah. Up there,
very wonderful.
Right. Really? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. I have no idea what Roosevelt sounded like. I mean, like that, I guess.
Yeah, she did have sort of that elegant, yet sort of almost European, but not quite. Sort of like Frasier had that, you know.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean?
Aristocratic sort
yeah,
of.
Aristocratic,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They just had a clip of her on Meet the Press a couple weeks ago, and they'd asked her, you think there's ever going to be a woman president? Because, you know, we're on the cusp of that potentially happening here. And, that was a long, but. When was she there? 53 or
it was 30?
Oh, so 38, early in that,
and then
yeah.
later, but yeah.
But anyway,
he died in 45.
Well, she kept going though.
Oh, did she?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She,
oh, okay.
She
yeah,
kept
she was
talking,
an advocate.
Big advocate for women's rights, for people's rights. Yeah,
just for respect for
right.
people, really.
That's gonna be she's gonna give a great talk there. So I think we're gonna learn something.
Good, nice comment there. Wow, Gizmo, spot on, Vicky.
Hey, thank you very much.
Who else do you do?
Well, where do I begin?
Right? Yeah.
I do a lot of impersonation. You know, some of
do
the
you
funner-
do me.
Well,
come on, give me me.
To do an impersonation of you, I would have to sort of do other things because I don't know if I could get your tone down, but I could just say, "Hey, you know what that reminds me of? Did you guys see that movie with the guy with the he had a thing with the you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, Jim?
I don't recognize that.
Oh, yeah,
I have no idea who that is.
Okay, well,
right. I love you, Jim. You're a wonderful human being. You really are. I don't know about Jim. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, we need someone.
This
to
sounds
fill
like
in.
A lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
It really does.
And people are excited to go. And it is the Packer bye weekend, so we don't have a ton of conflict that weekend. But
I understand the Packers will be out of town, so I won't have to worry about that.
That is really good.
They have a bye. They didn't have byes back then when the senator was here. But, yeah, and you look the part, too, which is kind of cool. And Vince Lombardi's wearing his Coke glasses. And
you know, one of my favorite impressions, and somebody's done this already. It's been done 1,000 times, but it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. If he were an animal... you know those guys that do those animal shows where they're talking about, look at the monkey. He's going to feed his tummy now. He's getting some yummy for his tummy.
That's actually very good, too.
I love that stuff, man. I really do.
So, Gizmo, the other thing, you are Mr. Houdini.
I am.
Unbelievable Houdini with your magic.
I am. And that's why I'm kind of here today also. Now, tomorrow is Halloween, but I'm here because you guys are going to be in, I think, Oshkosh tomorrow.
Yes.
So I thought I would, mention Houdini today because tomorrow is technically Magic Day in this country. It's officially Magic Day, not because of Halloween, but because Houdini passed away on Halloween night in 1926. And the reason I remember that date is because he died 26 years after the millennial. He was born 26 years before it. He was 52 when he died. So it was all in the cards.
Ah. Are you going to do one of those remote magic tricks?
I am. I have a remote trick prepared. If you have a deck of cards, I suggest you grab it right now if you want to play along.
Take a little bit of a break here, but go find a deck of cards.
He's got one there.
No,
I got
I'm
one
just talking about people listening.
Oh, people, yes.
People listening, yep.
Go to the junk drawer.
He will blow your mind.
You only need 9 cards for this trick. You don't need a whole deck even. You just need 9 cards.
9 random cards?
9 random cards, yes.
Okay.
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 All right. We'll be back.
No. The French are fled to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Said that
a lot of people. We're here with Gizmo. Great event coming up. And by the way, if you want to check out both these guys live and in person and visually, you'll be on Lisa Malik's and Melanie Wells' show, which is a fun show. I've hosted that numerous times, and we've been on it, and it's just a really fun show. Lisa and Melanie are just awesome. But you guys are on there at what time today?
Nine o'clock
this
morning. Yep.
Okay.
Right after this.
Fantastic. And then the event, of course, is coming up.
November 9th. So it's a week from, it's the Packer bye week, and tickets are $100, and the event runs from 5:30 to 9:30, and it's valet parking and free drinks, free food, and some awesome entertainment with the most famous people who've been there.
And we were talking about, you guys are trying to find bellhop uniforms, right?
We are. Du Bois has been great. They're like, look, because we needed, you know, some vests and gold. The colors are kind of gold. We ask people to dress up in any era they want. A lot of people coming in 20s and 30s stuff. But finding that whole bellhop, there's not a lot of those hats around. So we're going to try and dig
out. We'll find one.
Anyway. All right. Gizmo, you're... unlike the host, you are multi-talented, and you have it's Houdini is your guy as well as John Kennedy.
Yeah. Houdini is, I could talk for probably about an hour and a half or two straight.
Yeah, not here, you're
stopping.
Not.
No, not here, you're not.
We got 9 cards.
Okay, so here we go.
Here we go.
This is a great illusion.
I'm excited about this trick.
This is a really great illusion. It is a math trick of sorts, but it's got some great magic built into it because it works for anybody. If you're listening, this is how it works. Take your 9 cards. You can shuffle them, the guys here, if you want, but you don't have to because just in case I put them in some order.
Okay.
So now you fan them open like you're looking at your poker hand. Look at all your cards.
Do we look at our cards?
Yeah, flip them around.
Okay.
So now you're looking at all your cards. What you want to look at is the third card from the left. Okay. Whatever that is, you can pull it up a little bit and look at it, memorize it, forget every other card. Just remember that third card.
Okay.
Now close your fan up and flip them over. Just flip them right over. Now hold your pack in your hand, all 9. I want you to spell. Okay, do you remember your card? I want you to spell the name of your card, but we're going to do it one word at a time. So if you had a 2, spell the word 2 using one card at a time, face down. All right, so here, I'm just... Okay, I've spelled the first word of my card. So if you had a 2, spell 2, T-W-O. If you had a 5, spell 5, F-I-V-E.
I hope I spelled it right.
Yeah. All right?
Okay.
So now you've spelled the word with the cards. Now take the rest of the pack and set it right on top of the cards you just put down. Now pick up the pack again. Now we're going to spell the of. Everybody has something of something. So put a O and then on top of that, F.
Okay.
Right on top of it, right? One on top of the other.
Okay.
And then set the rest of the pack right on top of those.
Okay.
Now pick up the pack again.
Okay.
Now we're going to spell the suit of your card, all right? One card per letter. Okay, I've spelled my suit. And you want to stack those one on top of the other. My apologies.
I don't know if it's going to work now, but that's okay.
Oh, I screwed it up.
No, yeah, no, you're fine.
He
you're
shuffled
fine.
Them.
No, I didn't shuffle. I just, I put...
No, no, it's okay. Okay. I should have mentioned that. One on top of the other. Okay, now take the rest of your pack and set it on top. All right. Now, this is where the magic happens. If you followed the directions and everybody did it properly.
That's the big question. Yeah.
Right. You have to spell the word magic now. So M-A-G-I-C. One card on top of the other. Okay. Now that last card, the C in magic, you flip that over, that's your card. That's did everybody get awesome. It?
No.
So mine is okay. Absolutely right.
But so is mine. Yay. Get this, mine's... eight of diamonds. And those are big words I had to spell.
Yeah.
Eight
yeah.
and diamonds, you know, yeah. that was, yep. and, but it worked.
So Jessica's here from Bay Area Realty. She says hers didn't work, but she may have misspelled. John, yours were just messed up.
Yeah, they're messed up.
He wasn't putting them on top of each other.
I was laying them out to count it like it was a 10, so it was T-E-N instead of one on top for each other. Then I'd pick them up and put, I know.
And shuffle them. But yeah,
that's okay. You can always try it again. All you have to do, like I said, for this trick is have nine cards, remember that third card, and then spell them each word at a time and then keep throwing the pile
How
on
does
top
that work?
Of
each other. That's very
and it
cool.
works no matter what your card is, and you get the word magic. That's the crazy part. Now, I want to give you this.
Anybody out there do it? Let us know.
If you did it, yeah, give us a shout out. Here's the thing. I want to give this a shout out. Jason Ladmere has a video. He's a professional magician, and he shows that video. But he got it from a guy named Jim Steinmeier, who I don't know, but he's an inventor, and he's a mathematician, and he's a magician. He came up with the math for this because it's very complicated, yet simple at the same time. So it's just a brilliant, brilliant magic trick because it works no matter who's playing. So that's
really Ladmo from Phoenix, Arizona by any chance?
Could be.
Because there's a kids' TV show for 40 years or 50 years in there, Wallace and Ladmo.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Real unbelievably popular.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
It's the only other time I ever heard that name.
Okay.
What else is going on with something going on with Houdini down at the plaza? Or
yes. Actually, it's funny you should mention that. This year, okay. Every year there's a seance for Houdini on Halloween.
Yeah,
and it's because when Houdini passed away, he said to his wife, Bess, I'm going to give you a word. If anybody can make it through the beyond,
right.
We're going to prove it to the
exactly.
world. You know,
he did.
She never, for 10 years, she did a seance every year on Halloween and she never got the word. So, and then she stopped doing it, but magicians still do it collectively every year as sort of just to pay homage. Now, there's a group of select magicians that are going to be in Appleton this year, and this is you have to be invited to this. This is going to be, just to be near there, though, to be around those magicians, I might just show up just to see some of them, you know? It's a seance, and they have a professional seancer, you know, this woman that's coming in, and she's going to do the seance, and they're going to see if they can invoke Houdini.
Nobody's ever known the word?
No, nobody. Only his wife knew it, and I don't think she's passed it on to anybody when she left the world. But
wow.
But yeah, I thought it was kind of, it's just an interesting way to, just for magicians to get together, talk about Houdini, you know, and if they're like myself, you know, Houdini is somebody that, you know, you put at the top, you know, you just sort of, everybody compares to him in some way. And it's not necessarily the tricks, but it's the performance and the showmanship. You know, David Blaine, the guy that's on TV now, he hides in the blocks of ice and he does all that. He's literally a modern day Houdini because he's a showman. He's doing tricks and he's doing illusions, but he's also putting his life at risk. The things he does are definitely death defying, you know, so that to me is great. I love Houdini and I love all that he represents. And he's a big part of Wisconsin. You know, everyone talks about him. That he used to say he was born in Appleton because he didn't want people to know he was an immigrant.
How crazy
is that back in the 20s, right? 100 years ago. I don't want to be known as an immigrant, so I'm going to tell everyone I'm born in Appleton. But he was born in a different place.
what country is he from?
Well, I don't want to give it away because we might have to use it in a trivia question in a little while.
Never mind. Okay.
I do have some trivia questions prepared, actually, to give away some Cerucci's gift certificates.
Are you able to stick around for a little bit?
Yeah.
Or do you have to take off?
No, I'm
cool, because we'll have Jessica on, and then we'll have you join again, right? And we'll all play along.
All right. Okay. Perfect. Cool. Perfect.
I love it.
Yeah. No, he's with me. We're leaving at the same time to go to Channel 5.
I know, but she's only...
She's coming in.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Thanks for sticking around. All right, Houdini.
Todd, I like when Jim tries to take control and just drive the bus.
I like
when he tries to drive the bus.
Can you imagine?
No, we got to turn up here.
Can you imagine?
Jim, that's a one way. You can't go down there.
Poor Donna when she drives the car.
Can't
right?
even. Poor Milton. No wonder he slobbers all over the windshield.
Oh, ho, ho, it's my.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A traditional food favorite here in Wisconsin being reinvented, sauerkraut. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. A company in Northeast Wisconsin is going all in on not only traditional sauerkraut, but flavored sauerkraut. Those details on the way.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Fermented Food Holdings, one of the world's largest sauerkraut producers, is going all in on the small community of Bear Creek in Northeast Wisconsin, where they're investing $13 million in a production facility and relocating their corporate headquarters to Madison. Jorge Azevedo is their CEO and explains the consumer trends they noticed that helped inspire this expansion.
There is a mature item in the food aisle. If you go into your center aisle, your canned sauerkraut, that has largely stagnated and even started to drop down. And we noticed that the refrigerated stuff, our premium items, the jars that sell for $9, they were growing a lot. And as we started digging, we found out that the people with high income that could pay a lot of money for these artisanal flavors, they weren't having a problem buying it. But the folks that have been traditionally buying that center aisle sauerkraut, that were trying to find a more economically viable solution for them, could not afford it anymore. It's just a reflection of our economy today.
Jorge Azevedo, the CEO of Fermented Foods Holding. They are the investors in the Bear Creek facility that will be producing Flanagan sauerkraut. He said sauerkraut consumption is on an upswing because people see it as a superfood. The company is also going to be offering flavored sauerkrauts, including their classic flavor, beet, kimchi, garlic, and dill flavors.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
Hey, we'd love for you to sign up for our daily e-newsletter. You won't miss a thing when it comes to what's happening with Wisconsin agriculture and food production. All you need to do, submit your email address at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Have you ever loved
Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to FishOnMarinette.com to learn more.
Mostly cloudy and windy with a high in the mid-70s today, falling into the 60s by late afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch and a half or more possible. Tomorrow, falling temperatures, showers, windy, will be in the mid-40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to FishOnMarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS. Of course, the Civic Media app. Gizmo is going to hang around. He's going to do some more stuff, talk about that great event you've got going on before you guys run over to Channel 5 to do your thing. You know what I would not want to do today?
What's that?
Play pickleball outside.
A little windy?
A little windy.
Yeah.
Oh,
but we have the pickleball. We have a pickleball champ in the studio. Jessica, did what, 3-4 years you got into this, or is this
a year?
Yeah. Oh, 1 year.
Yeah, a year in August. It was a year in August.
Wow. And how often do you play?
2 to 3 times a week.
Wow.
Wow.
Jessica Voss is our special guest. She's in here for Ben and Deanna from Bay Area Realty. But we're just talking about that because we're walking in. It's like so windy out there. But you're like, nope, I'm playing outside today.
Yeah. It's awesome. And I think what the wind does is it creates more of an equal playing field. So if you have players of different skills, like you really don't know where the ball is always going to go, right?
So you're a realtor, yes. A good one, in this community, actually down to Appleton and up to Door County. Has anyone asked to get a pickleball court at their home yet?
It's coming.
I know it's coming because some people have tennis courts. Which
yes.
Is,
what would the dimension be?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Because I had a basketball court type thing in my yard, and it was 45 by 25.
Yep.
So, and I was thinking later, that would have been a perfect pickleball court, I think, could have put that on there.
A tennis court breaks down to 4 pickleball courts.
Okay.
So that would be about,
pretty close.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to happen, so.
Yeah, and I have friends that do have courts in their backyard.
Oh, you do? Okay.
But indoor, so far, I haven't seen that.
But a big new place coming to town, huh?
Yes, the Pickler. And the guy, Jim, I think, running it, he's out of Milwaukee. He is a phenomenal guy. He has actually spent time coming around to all of our local courts to meet people, talk about the club, and promote it.
I really want to get into it. I really and truly do.
And honestly, it's a sport for 10 to 90. I mean, it's amazing.
It's skewed a little bit towards not the 90, but it's people
absolutely
like
50, retirement 60, age.
It's a lot of retirement age people that play that, and it's a great sport, great exercise. But you got to stretch a little bit before and after. We had Mark Hewson on here. He's from Bellin and helped.
Lots of injury.
And a lot of them are preventable too. I mean, some aren't, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of them are. And that's great.
He says he stresses that though. If you're a little bit older and you haven't been doing anything, don't just jump into it and play hard and then jump in your car and expect to feel good.
Your
body's going to react.
Right. But honestly, the best part about it is the community of people. It's so inclusive. You know, there are some sports where, you know, people aren't as accepting.
We talked about that with golf.
Yeah.
Like when you take your young kids out and you have those jerks behind you.
Yeah. Well, even your kid. Like my son got into golf this year because he hung up his hockey skates. And he's like, Mom, do you want to go golfing with me? By the second hole, he's like, you're never coming again.
We got some stuff coming in. I've played pickleball with Jessica and I almost died. Carrie.
All right.
There we go. We call her Coach Voss. She's tough.
Wow.
Deanna. Wow.
Okay.
Well,
I got to be honest with you.
I don't want to toot my own horn.
She said she was a hockey mom.
Yeah, I know. And yes, that did came out. Well, let's talk a little bit about real estate.
Sure.
And, you know, real estate, when we talk about it, it's just still on the front page. And a lot of people are thinking, well, if so-and-so wins, this is going to happen. If so-and-so wins, this is going to happen. And, I mean, you really got to just do what's right now, right?
Absolutely. Right for you right now, right? There are so many things we can't control. But what we do know is no matter what the outcome next week, you know, probably everybody's going to be okay, right? Like, we've been down this road before.
Right. We had our mortgage person on yesterday, and she cuts right through the chases.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, if you're wishing on everything changing and you're holding off, you might be waiting
for
the rest
of
your life. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you just got to do it or not.
Yes.
And really what people should lean into a little bit more are the local elections, because that's who's picking up your garbage and fixing your streets. I mean, I don't think either one of those two, I mean, they know where Green Bay is because they're both going to be here this week, but after they win, there's going to be very little effect
on us. We're a dot on the map.
Right.
Yep.
So anyway, I no reason to wait, but like what's the buzz out there right now? Is real estate still? I know interest rates have come down a little bit, but real estate continues
actually,
to
increase. Actually, they went back up then too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just a great investment, right? So when you think about what the rents are in our community now, you know, if you can afford to spend, you know, $1,800, $2,000 in a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment, which is in a general sense the going rate for these nicer apartments that we see being built up, you can probably afford a starter home. A starter home now, though, you know, just to, you know, be transparent, is at least, you know, $225. You know, if you're in that $150, there's, you can buy a lot, you know, a plot of land.
I've told this story before. I dealt with a lot of young veterans who are looking for their first home and everything like that. And, you know, they'd get VA loans, which are good and everything. But what can you got a budget? I'm like, you know, what do you think? You know, really? And they're okay, we're good to go for like 160 maybe. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, we're going to look at these. And they're like, well, those are 130. I'm like, yeah, because the 160s are going for 190 to 200.
100%.
It was during that era. And it broke my heart because these kids were so excited about, we're buying a house. Right. And we'd put in like 10 offers and you'd have to make that call. It's like, we lost again. That was tough on those young people like that.
Absolutely. And on the agent.
Yeah,
like, let's face it. You know, like you really pour your heart into it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a grind, as you said before.
Got a text here. I think this might be from Deanna telling us to get on point here. Or Deanna. She also has details to getting your house ready for winter.
Okay.
That sounds like the boss talking, doesn't it?
Okay, get off the pickleball.
Okay. Yeah, and that is a real, this time of year, we are leaning towards spending more time indoors, right?
Sure.
So if you are the person thinking, maybe I'm going to list in spring, it's the perfect time to do indoor things, right? You know, like touch up the paint or paint, you know, fix the doorknobs, put in new smoke detectors. All those little things that are on your to-do list that kind of disappear in your eyes because you're so busy. Imagine that you were going to list your house in the next 2 weeks. What are those little things that you can do over the next few months so that if spring is the right time for you, you're ready to go and we're not delaying listing.
So what are some of those?
Yeah, it's painting, you know, just a deep clean on windows, bathrooms, the things that we, you know, generally put off, right? You know, if you have doors to replace, if you, like I said, smoke detectors, CO2 detectors, all of those things are required. So make sure that those are working correctly. And then sometimes, you know, it's time to replace faucets, light fixtures, easy things, maybe countertops.
And those aren't that expensive.
Exactly.
I mean, I think some people have smoke detectors if they've had them for a long time, but you know, now the CO2 and the smoke detector are just two in one.
Exactly.
And they're not that expensive. It's like $35.
Go to Costco.
Best investment
Amazon.
You'll ever make.
And they're so easy to, like if I can't change a light bulb. I actually installed one of those. You know, so it's just so simple.
Absolutely.
They give you everything and it looks good. It looks like, well, this guy's on top of it because it's brand new, you know? And I think that's important. The windows, you know, we talk a lot about windows and doors here, and I don't know if this is a good, if you would recommend replacing them, you definitely got to clean them. And you can do it yourself or you can get somebody to do it. But to really, if you're going to make an investment eventually, why don't you make it now so you can enjoy it? You know,
for
like
sure.
a good front door or some good windows.
And another thing, you had a company come over and clean yours the other day, okay? Yeah. I guarantee you by about April or May, they're going to be booked probably through the summer.
For sure.
So those are the kind of people you want to hire now.
Yeah, I just think you often hire them to come twice a year, right? In fall and spring. So we've already got them on the spring calendar.
Oh, that's fine then. But, you know,
I mean,
somebody
people can
calls
do that.
Somebody in April, it's like, be there in August.
No, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said you can't replace a light bulb because you wouldn't believe, probably in your own homes too, how many different colors of light bulbs you have. They should all be the same. Whether
they're
warm
soft,
light,
summer whatever,
exactly.
Summer, I agree. And that does stand out, doesn't it?
Something in photography, like that. Especially. Yes.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
We were talking one time with Deanna about door colors.
Yeah.
And she said how big of a thing that can be.
Mine is turquoise.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Is that getting popular?
Well, because
there's this place in Two Rivers where we're looking at building and the guy had a turquoise. Remember I told you that?
Yeah, you did.
I said, I don't feel bad about getting rid of the property because I'd have to look at that turquoise door.
Across the street.
I apologize.
No.
Well, it was beyond turquoise.
Yeah.
It was some bizarre color, but go ahead.
Well, I think, so for me.
But those things are getting fashionable,
but
aren't they?
Your turquoise is okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I think, like, for me personally, like, I love color. So my house would not be for everybody inside and out. I mean,
okay.
I have a shark hanging from the foyer when you walk
what
in.
What kind?
Wow.
Well, my brother had a hammerhead shark in his living room for his whole life.
Did you go to Malva? At the Malva, what's it called?
Oh, yeah, the big shark thing.
You know, I went to the Lego exhibit. I have not been for the shark.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. So you want to get over there.
Yeah, and that is a really cool place.
They may have your shark.
Yeah. So anyway, though, for me, we had been on a trip to a place called Roatan. And there you don't have fire numbers to identify a house. You have house with yellow door, blue shutters, or house with blah,
where
blah,
is
blah.
This?
Roatan, Guatemala. It's a little island off of, I think, Guatemala or Honduras.
All right.
And it was like, oh my gosh, like everybody should do this. Like, cause you tell your friends, like, you know, I know we all have Google, right?
Well, we actually kind of do that here. We tell people we're a block away from the statues, the Packer statues. Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
John,
sorry.
Come on.
They'll be like, oh, you're in Ashwaubenon? Sorry.
Well, it's okay. We all have Google here, right? Yeah.
So let me ask you this, though, as far as for those kind of things, though. Because sometimes they say don't get too trendy if you're looking to sell.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that do make it pop.
Right.
At the same time, right? So isn't there kind of a fine line between too trendy but making it pop?
Well, it's true because if you're selling, you don't know who your buyer is yet.
Right.
Right. It could be someone on, you know, one side of the spectrum, modern, conservative. So you kind of want to live in the middle, right? If you're making the improvements specifically for sale, you want to live in the middle. So the middle would mean don't paint bright colors, don't do like crazy busy countertops or, you know, super modern or super conservative light fixtures. Just stay in the middle.
And there's certain neighborhoods where you can get away with some exterior colors, whereas other neighborhoods, you can't. Like I Astor Park has some
different colors, right? Right.
And I think that's kind of cool, whereas I think there's some suburbs that wouldn't fit as well.
Well, correct.
Well, you know what they do, though? You know what Astor Park does? And maybe it's because of the Historical Society or something, but they use certain colors that you just don't see. You can't go to, like, Home Depot and find anymore. But they're those cool
historic
old
colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Benjamin Moore has a whole series of, you know, historic colors. They have a palette, and it's all that.
All right.
Yep.
Because when I walk through kind of his neighborhood back there, and it's like I've lived here for a lot of years. I've never realized how cool some of these houses are.
Yeah.
You got to walk these neighborhoods and see these little touches, how much they add.
And
when you do it, you know, they have these color consultants or that come and sit in front of your house. It's a little creepy because they just look at your house, but it fits in with the neighborhood. They really respect the other houses in your neighborhood. And I think that's a cool neighborhood to live in. There's so many neighborhoods in Brown County that you can live in.
Absolutely.
We all have our favorites, but let's talk about people that maybe want to downsize. That's got to be going on. People are getting a little bit older and they don't need this, whatever, 3,000, 4,000 square foot.
Right. And it's really tricky. Like, I really find in my business, that's the hardest sell because, you know, when you're downsizing, you've probably lived in your house for 10 plus years. You think about what you paid for that house and maybe what you've invested in that house. And if you sell it, you're selling at a premium. But what does it cost to buy something smaller and newer and fitting? It's called right sizing, right? And it's a hard sell because if you're selling for, let's just say, $650, but the new place is costing you $700 and it's less square feet, it's really a hard concept. But there are lots of freestanding condos, developments popping up in our community. Awesome, simplifying life. So you almost have to think of it as a lifestyle. You're doing this for the lifestyle. You're doing this for, you know, that next phase of your life and, you know, not focus so much on price per square foot.
Right. Focus on no more shoveling, no more raking leaves.
Exactly.
No more
fixing
roofs.
Zero entry, maybe.
No more carrying linens down the basement.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
But you're right. That's a discussion for some of us who've always owned homes. To move into a condo is something that we'd have to really understand better.
But the condos now aren't necessarily the condos in our mind where they're all attached, right? They're just like smaller homes, but they have the same type of finishes that you're used to.
All right.
Jessica Voss, Bay Area Realty. Tell people how they can contact you. I would like somebody like you as an agent. You're a hockey mom. Let me just say that. So, with all the trials and trivial things that happen in real estate, I'd like to have you on my side.
And a pickleball champ.
And
she's
a pickleball
champ.
So how can we get a hold of you?
Phone, text 920-419-7566.
7566.
Mm-hmm.
Forrest Gregg Ray Nitschke.
Okay.
Thank you.
Whatever okay. that yep. means.
Yeah, exactly. That was Ray Nitschke of Forest Grace Number, 7566.
Jessica, nice. Can you stick around and do some trivia with us?
Sure.
Oh, all right, cool. Yep.
Outstanding.
Jessica Voss.
Do you really kick Carrie's butt bad on the pickleball court?
I did a Learn to Play Pickleball for my...
All right, we're going to come back.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hello, John Zarbano here, and I'm running to represent you in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. I want to evict Glenn Grothman from Congress, and I need your help. Wisconsin now has fair election maps, yet many people may not participate this November because they don't register. I'm speaking now directly to the 100,000 unregistered citizens of our district. Your voice matters. You can register to vote at your clerk's office or online at myvote.wi.gov and click register to vote. Your vote counts. If you care about women's rights, if you care about working people getting a living wage, if you care about clean air, clean water, our very planet, vote. Vote like your democracy depends on it. I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris. A better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Just for you, Gizmo. Just for you.
I love it.
I love it, too. Jessica Voss from Bay Area Realty joining us. Gizmo is here talking about a big event they've got coming up on November 8th or 9th?
9th.
9th at the Hotel Northland, which is amazing. Did you hear him do his John Kennedy?
No.
Say hello to Jessica as John Kennedy.
Hello, Jessica. It's nice to meet you. Are you traveling all the way here from a different state? Where do you come from? Do you like the Packers?
What is pickleball, right?
Gizmo is playing John Kennedy at the Northland's 100-year anniversary. And we're having somebody play Vince Lombardi and somebody play Eleanor Roosevelt. So it's going to be a really cool evening that night. So anyway, but it's also Gizmo's, a magician, and we're honoring Houdini, whose birthday is tomorrow. Yeah. And it's Halloween.
It's National Magic Day, right?
Yeah. He technically died on Halloween. He was born March 23rd, technically. But I'll be back.
He died.
He passed away on Halloween. Right. That's why they dedicated Magic Day to his in his honor.
All right. Okay.
So we've got some Cerugi's gift certificates up here for grabs, of which I actually donated because it's just in lieu of Halloween, and they're a nice treat. Right, so I've got some questions.
We had Joe here a couple weeks ago, and he brought one of those big, huge
two
boxes.
Two of them.
Well, I left mine here for everybody, and they went pretty quick. Hey, Todd.
Oh yeah.
What happened to the other box?
I don't know. I think we know right there. Sitting next to you.
My son-in-law loves chocolate.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I can't buy. I don't have any money. I'm not the mayor anymore.
I went to his party, Joe's party. That box was like $50.
Oh, I know.
You know, if chocolate is so good, why didn't God allow dogs to eat it? You know,
that's right. Right. They can't. That's true, man.
That's a good point.
All right.
What do you got for trivia?
So here we go. Now, this one's pretty interesting. This is going to be for like the real Houdini fan out there. If you read his autobiography, if you saw the movie, there was a movie that came out about maybe 10 years ago or more that was based off his autobiography. There was a movie way back that it was just for Hollywood. It wasn't about his life or anything. So if you saw that or if you read his autobiography, you will know this.
Well, how does this work now? Because John always changes the rules as we get into it. So they text in. Do we respond?
I'll leave that up to Gizmo, but we'll have our texters text in, and they can text using the Civic Media app. Download that right now, WGBW or WISS, and in the lower right-hand corner is how you can text in.
I never change the rules.
Always. Okay. Write down your answer so we don't blurb it out.
So here we go. Oh, I've got them.
Me?
And Jessica.
Yeah, if you want to give it a shot here. I'm going to actually, I think I'm probably going to just give all three of these away.
Yeah, go for
And then if you have the answer to any of these, just text it in because they're all different answers. Okay. The first one's going to be the most challenging because,
wait a minute.
I said.
You owe me $5.
I do.
$5 bet right now on who gets the most.
I don't know, imagine.
Okay, here we go. So now the first one. How did Houdini escape the handcuffs when he jumped off the Harvard Bridge in Boston, Massachusetts on April 30th, 1908? How did he escape the handcuffs? Take a guess. If you got a guess, that'd be
great. Is this like a theme? Or?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Now, if you know the answer, text it in. It's a pretty simple answer if you know it.
I just wrote it down.
Here we go. The next question. Where did Houdini get his stage name Houdini from? His name Houdini. Where did he get that from? All right. There's a couple of different answers there, but there is one main answer, and it's about some specific answer. Anyway, all right. On our final question, I think some of you might get this quicker than the other two. Where was Houdini born?
Where was he born? I was asking you that earlier.
I know. That's why I didn't want to give it away.
All right. Got that one.
You know where he was born? All right. So here's what we're going to do now.
Can we do the questions one more time in case somebody missed one?
Here we go. So the first question again, how did Houdini escape the handcuffs when he jumped off the Harvard Bridge in Boston, Massachusetts on April 30th, 1908? Okay, if you know the answer, text it in. Where did Houdini get his stage name Houdini from? I was going to say, where did he get Harry from? But that's really difficult. You'd have to really know a lot of Houdini trivia than that. And I can tell you that one in a minute. Where was Houdini born is our final one. Where was Houdini born? His first name, Harry, actually comes from the fact that his mom had an accent from where they were from. And she called him Little Harry, short for Eric. Because his real name is Eric. His first real name is Eric.
All right. You really do know a lot about him.
Oh, yeah.
Almost to, like, weirdness. Just a little bit to
A little too much.
She called him Little Harry.
You got to get out a little bit more, because.
So he sort of adapted Harry into Harry, but he actually says that he credits Harry Keller, who was another famous magician back in the 30s and 40s, from where he kind of
All right. So Todd, you're taking care of the text?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
So
here we go.
Gizmo.
Answers?
All right. So did anybody text in any of the correct answers? Do we have?
I don't know for sure.
We don't
know the answers.
I would say,
then we'll go from there.
Let's guess. What did you guess, Johnny?
What's your guess?
A key in his mouth.
I said a key as well.
Key? Okay. That's kind of the answer. That's like half the answer, technically. That is
Jessica?
I said a pin.
A pin, okay.
We had somebody say his wife passed him a key when she kissed him or something like
now,
that.
Now, I will accept that technically because there were several events that he did, and this is all in his autobiography. Whenever he had to escape and he had to, you know, go with very little clothing on, a lot of apertures and stuff, he would hide a key. Now, technically, in some of his jumps, I will say this, he taped a key to the bottom of his foot.
Ah.
Okay, that's all in his autobiography. I'm not giving anything away here.
Okay.
But in some other instances, yes, his wife would come over, I want to give him a little kiss for good luck, and spit a key into his mouth.
Wow.
Yeah.
So key is kind of the right answer.
The key is technically the correct answer.
Okay,
he did have a key, but how did he, you know.
But that was on the foot?
Yeah.
At the bridge?
Now, when he jumped in the river and had it taped to his foot, it almost came off.
Ooh.
And then it would have been in big trouble. But one instance, he actually jumped through frozen. They punched a hole in the ice, and he went through and went under the ice. And he said the hardest struggle was finding the hole again, not necessarily getting the key off his foot.
Right.
It was finding the hole again.
All right.
1 minute.
Right,
so
all
right,
okay, next
so the next one, where did Houdini get his stage name Houdini from? Does anybody know?
I said, I don't know.
I said his mentor.
His mentor is technically correct. Did you?
I said wife.
No. His
mentor. Wait, how about our guests?
Nobody got this one right.
All right, hurry up. We got one more.
It was his mentor, Robert Houdin. He added an I, and they made it Houdini.
All right.
Okay. And the last one, where was Houdini born?
Jessica.
Anybody? I said Appleton. I know that's wrong.
I said Hungary.
Oh, that's correct, technically.
Yeah.
What did you have, Jim? Nothing?
I had Appleton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great minds.
Budapest, Budapest, Hungary.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Budapest, Hungary.
He cheated.
Who's the winner?
He was looking at the answer.
The winner.
I saw it.
Thank you for being here.
No, you weren't the winner.
Yeah, I am. I beat you. That makes me the winner.
You did not beat me.
We'll be back right after this.
You didn't get the second one.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we come to you live from Osseo, Wisconsin, and the Norske Nook as our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour continues with Reed and Trigby. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and all